Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
Let's go to our foundational scripture. I'm going to get right into it because I really believe I got something that we need to hear. And so it's going to help you. Guarantee. All right. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Father, we come to you right now, and we're just grateful and thankful for your presence. Father, we just ask that you help us to remove all the cares and the anxieties that we might have brought in today. And Lord, so we can receive your word. Just clear up anything in our hearts and our minds so, Father, we can receive clearly what you have for us. Lord, increase our understanding today and bring the revelation that we all need. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So, let every soul, that includes you and me, right? Remember, we've been talking about our souls are what we live out of. So everything you do travels through your soul. Everything. So you're being saved. Well, I prayed at the altar 20 years ago and got saved. Well, you did, and that happened, but are you being saved? See, God wants you to understand that your soul is being saved. That's why it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who perish, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And the word power there means authority. We've been talking about authority. So the idea is we have to continue to die to our wills, ourselves, and take up our cross and follow Christ. And that's where life is. That's the resurrected life. See, we talk about resurrection like it's a one-time deal. It's every day. You see that? Every day we have to die to ourselves and take up the cross and follow Christ. And that's the resurrected life. Is that easy? Nope. But that's the way it works. And when we start to understand it, it just really helps us in our journey and our walk with God. Now, think about this. He says, let every soul, that includes all of us, that's every soul on the planet, be subject. The word subject means to bring your will under the will of another. See, people don't like to hear about authority, but that's always been the problem. That's been the problem from Genesis to this moment now. People don't want to obey God. Their flesh. Your flesh is the problem. That's the problem. Our flesh doesn't like to. Our flesh wants to do what it wants to do. That started back in the garden. Remember, the snake came in. You don't think you can eat from that tree? I'm paraphrasing a little bit. You can. God says, you're going to be like God. He doesn't want you to know that you'll be like Him if you eat from that tree. They already were like him. They were created in the image of God. But you see, he got them to question. And that's what he does today. Gets you to question who you are. And what happens? You'll disobey God when you don't understand who you are. You see this? And so here's the idea. The more we grow and more we obey, our souls are getting healthier and wholer. Holy. That's what holy means. Wholeness. See this? Now, so what are the authorities? Civil authorities are government, president, police, state senate, social authorities are teachers, coaches. That's what they are. And then there's teachers, coaches, and then there's family authorities, parents, mother and father. They're the authorities in the home. See that? And then there is church authorities, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers for the equipping of the saints. That's in Ephesians 4. So God has given us all these authorities in order to steward our soul and for the saving of our soul. And when we'll submit in all those areas, sometimes we're not going to like our coach. Sometimes we're not going to like our teacher. But it's not. He doesn't say if you like him. If you'll come under their authority, as long as they're not telling you to go against God and to lie and cheat and do those things, you're just to submit to their authority. The word submit, remember? Submit. I'm coming under the mission that God's established for me. Remember? Submission begins submission, becomes commission. Remission. Mission God created me for. But it starts with submission. Under God's mission, commission, great commission. Now Jesus is with me in it. He's helping me in it. And so now there's remission. I'm remissioned into what I was created for. And that makes you whole and healthy. You see this? We're making sense. All right, now look. So, give me number two. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists the ordinance of God. Those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. This word resist means frustrate. So when we're frustrated, somewhere we're resisting God's authority. Well, I've been frustrated all week. Well, you see? It's quiet in this church. So here's the idea. He says he gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. When I'm humble, I'm going to God. I'm dependent on God. You see, when I go to God, he's going to show you. You go to him and say, I know I've been full of pride this week. I've been stubborn and I've been a little obnoxious. And God says, I know all that. He knew all that. He said, I'm just trying to show you how you've been. And when you see it, now you can say, oh, well, I got to die to some of that, those behaviors, and get the life God's created me for. And when I do, my life gets improving, healthier. You guys ready to go? That's good stuff right there. When we understand, that's where frustration comes from. We're not supposed to be walking around frustrated. We really aren't. People are frustrated everywhere you go. You are a soul made by God, made for God, and made to depend on Him. You are a soul made by God, made for God, and made to depend on Him. He wants your dependence. You see that? And that's what He's calling us to. So, Think about this. It says in, this is really important. It says in John 15:11, Jesus said this. He says, "These words I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full." You know, I don't have that on the screen, but you can look it up. I'm quoting it verbatim. He says, "These words I've spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." So now think about this. That my joy may remain in you. Supernatural joy. That's what that's talking about. Kingdom. See, the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. You have to choose that. Not because you feel like it. You have to choose that. Then he says, what happens is, your joy, that your joy will be full. What joy? Your joy is, well, I got a raise today. Woohoo! That's your joy. I got a new job. That's your joy. You know, I got a new outfit. That's your joy. I got a new car. But those are all emotional. You see this? Those are all emotional. God says, my supernatural joy will remain in you, and your joy, even your joy, your emotions, are going to be fulfilled. You catching this? In His joy. It's going to be, it can be constant. Are we making sense? Come on, are we? What's the Bible say? The joy of the Lord is your what? Strength. See, last week I talked about in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, okay? And it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. So he says, rejoice. That's joy. You have to choose that joy. See that? You have to choose that joy. And guess what? It's not a suggestion. It's a command. So I have to obey God in that. It's a command from a higher, from your source. So what you're doing is I'm choosing joy in spite of my conditions, my circumstances. You see this? Here's what I'm going to show you. I'm going to get transparent with you. You know, my wife left me in 2005, okay? That's one of the most difficult things I've ever been through in my life. I mean, it just took everything out of me. It's like, God, I'm pastoring this church. I was happy. I was in for the life and happy to be there. Are you with me? I liked having a family. I liked it. Because I had a dysfunctional family. My family meant everything. Gone. Who understands that? So I got on the phone. You know what I did? I didn't go around talking to everybody about it. I called Focus on the Family. I called Charles Stanley. You know why I called him? His wife left him. And I called Henry Cloud. Henry Cloud is a world-renowned psychologist, but he's a theologian. That's why I called him. Because his psychology comes from the Word of God. And if you're going to get psychology, that's where you want it to come from. So I called them all, and you know what they all told me? You stay right where you're at, and you don't walk away from your ministry, because that's a calling. And they all said they knew people who walked away because of that, and they're worse off than they were. Listen to me. That was difficult. My emotions at times, I'd get done preaching here. I'd drive by a drive-through, beer drive-through. I wanted to drive in there and get me a 24-pack for my emotions. See that? Never happened. Because of this is what I'm telling you right here. This is what I'm helping you see. My emotions were now being governed by that joy. And as soon as I would even think about turning in, it would rise up in me. Rejoice. And I'd say, I don't want to rejoice. Rejoice. I don't feel like it today. Rejoice. And I would do it. And I'd keep... You know, I hadn't drank beer. You know, it was 40 years ago I had a beer. But I'm trying to show you, I was in high school, and I was probably a teenage alcoholic. Used to get drunk in the shed across the street in sixth grade. I was living in dysfunction, just trying to escape that pain. Are you with me? I know none of you have been through anything like that, but I know there's some in here that have, and that's what we're you can get help. Are you with me? Now listen, when you begin to answer what he says and put it into practice, it goes to work for you. All that goes away. People used to call me and say, how are you doing it? Rejoice. Rejoice. Come on, man, get here. Come on. Tell me, how are you doing it? Rejoice. Come on. You know, come on, get real with me now. Just be real. Rejoice. You hear me? I am telling you the truth. So now something supernatural is assisting me over my emotions that want to go here, go there, and go... You see that? And this is what happens with people. They just go floundering. And it'll put you in a place you don't want to be. And it'll get you away from God's will and your calling. Am I making sense? Those emotions will take you to an addiction. They'll take you to pornography. They'll take you somewhere, everywhere, but God's will. But when you answer the command... Now you're in his will, but you have to submit. You have to come under that, see? And then now you're in a position to help people in spite of what you're going through. Amen. Are we making sense? Yeah. But here's the thing. I need to make this clear. I would have never asked for that. I wouldn't have asked for it. If I knew that was God, I probably wouldn't have went into ministry. It was that hard. You see that? But nothing. Here. But here's what happens. When you operate in that, maturity comes. And the maturity you receive from that, and then what God is showing you, it's worth everything. And he restores what the locust has eaten. He does. He restores it. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Are you with me? He restores it. It's like you look back and you're like, oh, this is, only God can do this. You hear me? That's why it doesn't matter what you've gone through. God will restore it. But you got to get some understanding. You catching this? All right. That's what I heard. Now listen. We have to be thankful. When you are thankful, this changes everything. In everything, give thanks. Listen to me. See, when Jesus said this, in John 10:10, he said, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. All right, now look at this. That word life is the word Zoe. We got a couple Zoes up in the house. Their name's Zoe. It means life as God intended. Isn't that good? That's what Zoe means. Life as God intended. You see that? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you just got out of prison. I don't care if you were raised in a house with a fence and a dog and two cars and a boat and everybody thinks they're happy. If you don't understand what we're talking about, and it doesn't matter if your parents left you, abandoned you, and left you on a doorstep and turned their back on you. God has a plan for your life. You see that? It doesn't matter if you were conceived under a bridge, in a storm, in a Volkswagen, with the floorboard leaking. Doesn't matter. What matters is you understand what we're talking about. He said, I have life and you have it more abundantly. He has the life for you. So we can't allow what's happened to us because, see, the enemy's always firing things to take from you, to steal from you. He said, I have life and it more abundant. Zoe life, the God kind of life. If you'll get it from me, you're going to have life more abundantly. And you'll forget about what happened back there. And that won't even be an issue anymore. I'm telling you the truth today. Now watch this. The evidence for Christ in our life is not seen in transformation of our ethics. You see this? Here's where it's seen. It's also seen in the transformation of our emotions. You see that? When our emotion, you know where that shows up? Right on your mug. You see that? Your emotions? Oh, well, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. Well, you better get them off there. You see that? Get them on your face and get them under God's joy. You see that? Because, see, listen, you can't be an effective witness with unhealthy emotions. You can't be an effective witness for Christ. We need to choose gratitude as a habit. It's difficult to be an effective witness if we are emotionally unattractive. You see that? Do you see that? And when he says he has life and it more abundantly, he's not talking about quantity of life. He's talking about quality. Quality of life. I know people who have only lived 40 years, 50 years, but it was quality. I know people lived 90 to 100, miserable. You walk in the room, he's like, man, how can I get out of here? You understand? I don't want to be like that. You see that? When your soul's happy, remember, when your soul is healthy, you are affecting the people closest to you. It's like when you have corona, you're contaminating other people with it. It's the same way. Spiritually, when your soul is not healthy, you're contaminating other people's souls. You are. And even the ones right here close to you, your children and your grandchildren. That's why we have to understand this. The quality of your life is not tethered to your bank account, but the condition of your soul. The condition of your soul. All right. Go with me to Psalms 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. See that? He's good. Remember? Bless the Lord, O my soul. We talked about that last week. Bless the Lord, O my soul. David was talking to his soul. We need to talk to our souls and bless God. When we do that, then he says, and forget not all of his benefits. Remember the word benefit? B-E-N-E, good. And the word F-I-T, fit, is qualified. Good, qualified. Now I'm qualified when I bless the Lord, oh my soul. And then he says, all that is within me. When you bless the Lord and all that is within you, you're bringing everything in you to integrate with God. Integrity. You see that? You're bringing it all to integrate with God. You see that? Disintegrate is when we sin. Disintegrate. When we're in sin, we're drifting away from God. But when we bring it all and we're blessing God, he integrates it. Everything that's within you. He says he desires truth in your most inward parts. All them parts he's bringing together. You see that? When you bless his name. You see that? What's he saying? All of his benefits? Who forgives all our iniquities. Who heals all our diseases. Who redeems our lives from destruction. Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. And satisfies our mouths with good things. He's going to put good things in your mouth. You see that? When you're blessing the Lord. If you're walking around complaining and murmuring, that's because you're not blessing the Lord. You don't understand what we're talking about. So now look. He says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Then he says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's the next verse. You don't need to put it up there. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, for he has redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy. How does he do it? Oh, give thanks to the Lord. When you give thanks, he's pulling you out of the hand of the enemy. Because you're getting your soul, there's no place, it's becoming whole. He can't get in because it's becoming whole. Go with me to Colossians 2:7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. You see that? He wants us to be built. Our faith is built up when we're thankful. Everything God does is by faith. Everything. When we're in the faith and we're giving thanks, our faith is working. Are you with me? Remember, it's not if you feel like it, because your feelings mislead you. Hebrews 13, 15 through 16. Therefore, by him, let us continually, that means constant, continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That means you don't want to give it up. You don't feel like it. But he says, continually, offer up. Now look what he says next. Here's the key to God. That is the fruit of our lips. What you're saying. Giving thanks to his name. Giving thanks. You see, when you give thanks, you're positioning yourself to receive from God.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.